I told you that it was snowing in Omaha and Nebraska volleyball was playing in the Elite Eight? You'd wonder what day of the week you're going home for Christmas, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's where we're at. Before we get to J-Man on the phones, Jake Paul fight, rigged or not this weekend? Yay or nay? Whole question.
Nay.
You don't think it was rigged?
No.
Man, you are a God-fearing man.
Yeah. Just glad I didn't waste my time watching it.
That's the important part.
Yep.
Is you did not waste your time. I think it was rigged. That's just me. I voted in the poll question that does not exist yet. All right, Michael Brunt's coming up at 1. We'll talk Nebraska football. We'll talk some Nebraska basketball. And we'll talk some Nebraska baseball. Everybody take a deep breath that Nebraska baseball is not ranked. Why should they be ranked? Just doing what they do. They won a series this weekend. They're in first place. Get your tickets now for the end of the year series at home against Michigan. Don't be shut out. Get your tickets today. Nebraska, don't get upset that they're not ranked. Actually, the top RPI in the Big Ten for baseball is Iowa, who's playing really, really well. Nebraska's 47. Ohio State is 46. It's okay not to be ranked. I think it makes more. I mean, would you rather be 24th in a poll or in some of these mock brackets to be a number two seed? Be a number two seed. But Nebraska doesn't have a great case to be ranked. They just keep doing what they're doing, and they're taking advantage of lower teams in the Big Ten. They are beating them. Now they face another lower team in the Big Ten, Michigan State, this weekend in East Lansing. They'll face the better teams in the league, like Ohio State, Indiana, and Michigan coming up, and they're only 4-3 against top five teams. So they're okay. They're in first place. Don't sweat it. Don't get rustled or whatever. Don't let it ruin your Monday. It's fine. It's fine. They're atop the Big Ten. Just embrace it. All right, here is J-Man. Jameson, it's been a while. Hope you are well, sir.
I'm doing well, Gary. Hopefully you too.
Yes. Are you calling because of our two baseball teams played in Chicago this weekend?
It has a little bit of me doing that for sure. It's,
all right, we got a bad connection there. I think if you're talking about that.
Sure we do. Sure we do. But yeah, the Braves got a little revenge from Saturday's game because I took my break to the woodshed on Saturday, but of course Sunday Night Baseball, my brother took your Cubs to the woodshed. Hendricks, I think, five home runs in the first inning. I want to say
no. He only gave up.
He only gave up four. I know.
And one of them, I thought Freddie Freeman hit longer than 420 feet.
Of course, but state measures can sometimes be a little bit suspect. So but yeah, Freddie had a long bomb there, and okay. So Braves did good. They got one series win. So hopefully they keep going up to reclaim the division lead, which they should always have. It's known by the NL East and the Braves, but they own that division. So now Huskers, okay. First of all, baseball team, great job to sweep this past weekend on Penn State. Took advantage of the Penn State mistakes every time. And, I'm okay not being ranked. If you ask before you took my call here, I would take the second seed in a division playoff situation than being ranked right now. That'd be my best opinion there.
Let me ask you something, Jameson. Let me stop real quick. What's more annoying, the Penn State Lion Roar that they play at Penn State sporting events or the Kansas State Wildcat Roar?
Oh, that's a good one. Probably since I still remember the Eric Cross situation back in the day, probably the Kansas State Wildcat Roar, probably the more annoying one in my opinion. So, but that's a toss up. That's a good toss up there. And of course, okay, speaking of things we don't like very much here in Nebraska is Texas, but Nebraska volleyball team did a nice job putting a sweep to one Texas team. Hopefully later on today, they'll put the Bruins in their Texas team as they keep on marching to possibly their national championship in volleyball as well. So, mostly what else is sports doing. And then did get a little bit of the spring game. Adrian Martinez did look good. But I agree, the running back situation is a little dicey, especially thin we are in that running back room there, Gary.
Yep. Jameson, great to hear from you. I'm glad you're doing well, my man.
For sure.
All right. Be good. Wisconsin. Washington won the third set. So Pittsburgh leads 2-1, and it is 2-2 in the fourth. So 45 minutes after that's over, Nebraska and Texas will meet. which I can't handle if this is going to be the case with the Cubs and their offense is like historically bad.
Yeah.
If they're done by May 1, what am I going to do?
I don't know. What'd you do like?
Stop. But see, then I had no like hope.
Yeah.
Like back then, I knew that it would be rocky.
Yeah.
And I just wrote it. I just want one more year. I want one more push.
Deserve it too.
And well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Me personally, or as Cub fans.
Both.
Okay. All right. Could be a Yankee fan.
Oh yeah.
Could be arrogant. At least as Cub fans, we knew that this might be coming. Like the Yankee fans, they'll tell you that they were going to win the division. They're really bad. They can't score any runs. They lose their cool. And they can't beat the Tampa Bay Rays. They lost 7 straight series to the Rays. They have their number. So I could be a Yankee fan. They look nothing like a contender. They got the worst record in the AL. And they're only hitting .210 as a team. Plus, but they also had warning signs that were out there. Back to the running back question. So we kind of dove through some of the things from Saturday. The defense is making plays. That's where Nebraska is going to live and die in the first part of the year, is what the defense does. They had guys making plays. It wasn't a great open practice to take a lot of stuff away from the defense. Other than Javon Wright, Isaac Gifford are really, really good. They're nice. Javon Wright, his size, his length is great for the position that he's playing at outside linebacker. Isaac Gifford is just like his brother. He's got great football sense, and he's in the right place at the right time. And when Nebraska would go to nickel, Gifford would come on the field. So he's definitely going to play. And then you also have, the inside, the linebacker spot has gotten more talent. I think they need to figure out the top two at each position that gets locked in. They've got a Sunday guy in Luke Reimer. Luke Reimer is going to play in the NFL. I love him as a football player. He's on the rise. We saw it last year. All it took was the Northwestern game, and people went, whoa, the guy can play football. And he is perfect playing inside. And Nick Henrich, I know today, said that he has been exclusively inside. Nebraska has smarter football players at linebacker than they've had. They have guys that don't get caught out of position, that are able to read pre-snap and on the snap, have a sense of where the ball's going, and they're not going to get sucked into the crap that Minnesota ran against Nebraska a couple of years ago, where they just took advantage of how poor Nebraska's linebackers were. This is a smarter group of linebackers. But it's a defense that, as a whole, they're going to have to make plays. They're going to have to be consistent. I noticed a lot of DeAndre Thomas on the number one unit for the defensive line. Daniels, Robinson were in there, but a lot of DeAndre Thomas. Defense is good. Defense has got a lot of experience, and they also, defense didn't have Stilley, didn't have Doman out there. It's Nebraska will make it through the first half of the season on the backs of their defense. If their defense, with as many veterans as they have, win football games for you in the first half of the season before you get everything figured out on offense, that's okay. Heck, you might need the defense for 12 games. Hope not. But if you need it for 12 games, there's going to be some football games where Nebraska defensively will have good matchups, that Nebraska defensively can win you the game. Again, it wasn't a practice where I looked and said, man, the defense just, wow. It seemed like it was almost tilted against them in the way everything was structured. But they definitely have playmakers, and they have the best player in the program playing on that side of the football. Let's get John here before we take a break. Hello, John.
Hi, Gary. One of the things I think you might be leaving out of the equation with long passing is the fact that the offensive line, I think the offensive line needs to be better if it's going to hold out the defense.
That's true. They got to give they're probably going to give Adrian about 5 to 7 seconds for him to sit back there to throw the deep ball. They got a couple questions at their guard spots. They're working in, Sichterman and Banks are at the right side, John, and then Bando is I think Piper looks like to be the starter at left guard, but he's getting pushed a little bit by Bando, and Nueli actually looked pretty good on Saturday.
Thanks.
John, thanks for the phone call. No bad snaps, by the way. I don't think I saw that anywhere. There were no bad Cam Juergens snaps. It's okay to embrace the defense for the first half of the year. The identity is the defense. Defense is going to have to win you football games until the offense gets things figured out. And I don't know what's going to happen with running back. You know, you didn't have Irvin, who has got all kinds of buzz. Would have loved to see him on Saturday. But he might be to a point where you say, we've seen enough. You're good. You know, Stepp is in a little rascal on the field. You didn't have Ramir Johnson, which Ramir Johnson has become a mystery. If there's one guy that you're thinking won't be there in the fall, it might be Ramir. And I don't know. I'm a big fan of Ramir Johnson. I think when he's had the opportunity to play, he's performed for you, but he hasn't played much. And then he doesn't suit up on Saturday, and you show up, and Tompkins and Scott are out there as the number one running backs. And then Yant, who will have to shed the spring guy label. I mean, Yant, when he runs, and he's a big dude. He's 6'2", 225. He's the late addition from Tallahassee. He rumbles. I mean, he's a big boy running down the field. I mean, people are going to bounce off of him. But is he more than a spring guy? He does look like he fits. But as Damon and I were talking earlier in the crossover, when you don't have your full complement of running backs, it's tough to figure out, okay, who do they like? Who are they leaning towards? Because Tompkins bounces in and out of the flavor of the day, and then Tompkins is the running back one in the practice on Saturday and looks comfortable. Marvin Scott, his body looks different. You know, Marvin Scott might be a guy that is more outside zone than inside. But what's the pecking order at running back? I think that for Ryan Held, that has to be a little bit frustrating, is you don't have everybody together, because not everybody's going to stay together. I don't know how all of them would want to stick around for the fall. Even when you say, okay, we're going to have a collection of three running backs at the top. I mean, that still leaves out one or two scholarship guys. So tough to read on the running back. But Ronald Tompkins, he's a what if. What if he plays? What if they trust him? Will he get more carries? He looked pretty good on Saturday. But, you know, we were there to see Irvin, and Irvin didn't dress. All right, 12:51. It looks like it's going to be a while before Nebraska and Texas play.
Yeah, I'm sitting over here watching a game. Pitt cannot pass for worth anything right now. It serves by Washington.
Washington is up 12-9 in the fourth set, trying to even the match at two games apiece. So when that's over, 45 minutes later, Nebraska and Texas meet. Quick break. We'll come back, put a wrap on this hour. Michael Bruns will join us in just a little bit to get his thoughts on Saturday and some things that were said today. I'm telling everybody to slow the roll on Omar Manning. Maybe it's more telling me. You know, Travis Fisher just lights the match about what Omar Manning has done this spring. Brunsie was there. We'll discuss that when he joins us after the top of the hour on the Gary Sharp Show in 1620 The Zone.